Blog Talk Radio.
Nalema kulila misozi, nikayanga na banja latu. Kupadwa tinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale, tinakalapo okondwela. Lelo heka, tutikumbukila kweta chokela. Amai kubutika mutima, koma zoti tazisoa. Nimaona misozi masomwake, nimafuto abale nimafuto.
Good morning and welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio on this Saturday, the second day of August. It's amazing how this year has flown or gone by, but that is what life is. It's a great, bright day. My name is Nathan Nkama and I am going to be hosting you from the great city of Dallas in the great state of Texas. Leadership is a very crucial and critical matter or topic or subject of discussion, and every time anybody talks leadership, my antennas on my head rise. And this morning, we're going to have an interesting or great discussion with two great, wonderful people. I'm looking forward to this, and we are going to be talking to Mrs. Frida Mwamba Brazo. She is the founder of Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. The group is going to be hosting what is called Zambia Jubilee Atlanta, which is, I believe, part of the 50th Zambia celebrations of independence and everything that goes with that. And we are going to be discussing that. Good morning, Mrs. Brazo.
Good morning, Nathan. How are you?
I am so glad to have you on this show. It's a great honor for us.
Our privilege and pleasure to be here and share with you what we're thinking and doing in Atlanta.
Excellent. Also with joining us with Frida is Mr. Yu Molotsi, who serves as Vice President of Technology Innovation at Intuit. And Mr. Molotsi is one of the featured speakers at the event, the Zambia Jubilee Atlanta event with Mrs. Brazo, which the group is hosting. Mr. Molotsi, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, sir. Frida, leadership is something that's a very broad subject. It raises a lot of questions. What direction is one going to take? And obviously for you to embark on this project, there are a lot of concerns that you have. But before we get into that, who is Frida Mwamba Brazo? Somebody's listening to this. They are like, whoa, Nathan, where do you get these people? So let's get to know who is Frida Mwamba Brazo.
Thank you so much, Nathan. That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure myself out as well. But thank you so much, our viewers, for listening in. And when Nathan asked me who is Frida, you know, it took me a minute because I had to step back and think through about it, and specifically really with aligning with the leadership theme. So I was born in Chinsali, Northern Province, to Mildred Dorcas Zimba and Simon James Musonda Mwamba. I can't leave any of my father's names out because that's the way he presents himself. And I am the fifth of eight children born to my parents. When I was born, my father was stationed and opened Kenneth Kaunda Secondary School in Chinsali. I started school in Washington Elementary School, and then I transferred to Lusaka Girls School in Lusaka in grade three. I finished secondary school at the Dominican Convent, which is now called St. Mary's in Woodlands, Lusaka. And my first formal leadership position happened in secondary school when I was chosen to be a prefect. Back then, the nuns would determine who the prefects would be, and it was based on, I guess, leadership, behavior, grades, and other criteria that were best known to themselves. And after they had chosen the prefects, and voting would take place. Every student was given an opportunity to choose who would be the head girl and deputy head girl. And I was chosen to be the deputy head girl. A friend of mine was our head girl. Small, most of the girls were very different. The role wasn't too taxing, and I actually enjoyed it at that age. I went on to pursuing a college degree at Pace University in New York City, and I studied management information systems. While I was at university, you know, I'm always looking around. I was selected to being a resident assistant. And this is another leadership role where you are ensuring that, you know, college students, they like to get crazy. So this is ensuring that they stay on the main line and just really are adhering to the college regulations. And back then, when you were a resident assistant, you got free dorm, you got a small stipend, and you were able to also get tuition paid up to. So when I finished undergrad, it made sense to me, let me go ahead and pursue my master's degree, which I did. And I pursued my master's in accounting. And later on, I took on my CPA, which is a certified public accountant. After I graduated from school, I went on joined the Coca-Cola company in Greenwich, Connecticut, and I was hired on their financial management program as a management trainee. One of the things that I engaged in during that time was with the National Association of Black Accountants, where I was actively involved and I was the vice chair for the Connecticut chapter. And I remember one time being at a networking cocktail reception, and I welcomed this lady, and we just had a very general discussion, and she was representing General Electric. And at that point, I really didn't know much about General Electric, but we had a conversation, and at the end of the evening, she asked me whether I would be interested in joining the General Electric company. And, you know, I went home, I spoke with my family, and, you know, back then, it was loyalty. Most associates, most people were very loyal. You stayed with the company for many years. But I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I researched General Electric, and before I had joined General Electric. And I joined onto their audit staff, which is one of the programs that General Electric has that really exposes you, stretches you, and grows you, because they look at that program and identify these are the future leaders of our company. And in all honesty, I can tell you that most of the leadership at GE, 80% of them went through the FMP, which is the financial management program, as well as the audit staff program. So during those years, I was exposed to a lot of leadership programs. You talked about leadership. It was different types. There was facilitative leadership. There was change management leadership. There was transformational leadership. There was leadership. It came up in all different scenarios. But at the end of the day, it was about influencing and making change. So I got a lot of experience. I got a lot of opportunities to practice what I had learned. When I left GE, I went ahead and joined Anderson Consulting. And there again, got a lot of exposure, different industries, different companies. After Anderson Consulting, I spent about 4 or 5 years there. I went on to Bank of America, spent about 7 years in different executive roles. And 4 years ago, I transitioned into healthcare insurance, and that's where I'm at. Throughout my working experiences, I've had a lot of exposure to leadership, and through one of the opportunities, I went on to Leadership Atlanta. Leadership Atlanta graduated in 2006. Leadership Atlanta is an amazing program because it starts making you start thinking about community. It also starts thinking about different leaders in different environments coming together to address community issues and really making a difference. And so when I had finished that seed was planted in me, but it took a long time for it to start fertilizing. And so this year, when I thought about Zambia, I thought about this is 50 years for us, and I thought about the experiences that I've had, and I've thought about giving back to my country. It just made a lot of sense for me to start thinking about how can I give back, how can I apply, and how can we start influencing and really impacting our wonderful country of Zambia.
Excellent, Frida. In your explanation, you I'm picking out words like influencing change, exposure, community issues. Give us two or three defining moments in your career in those companies that you have worked that really stood, that you could really say, wow, this was a moment. And if you are able also to point out some individuals that have really, you look up to, that have really influenced your life.
Yeah, you know, that's a fantastic question, Nathan, because it happens all the time. One of the things that, and I'll share with you a very recent one. One of, you know, when you're in a company, you just don't do your job, right? You think about doing other things. Anyway, that's the way I like to think about it. So I participate in recruiting. Every summer, we bring in a couple of summer interns from graduate programs. And so we go through this interviewing and screening process. I'm in Atlanta, so I go to Emory for the most part. When I sit there and start talking to the generation, the millennials of the generation Y, and start hearing what they're doing and what they've achieved, and these are between the ages of 20 to 24. And in my head, obviously, I'm saying, how would a Zambian 20 to 24-year-old compare to this student? And to me, the defining moment is that there is definitely a gap, because most of these kids are taking a different level, and we all know that the world is flat right now. And I ask myself, would I be able to bring a Zambian from Zambia and put them in a situation where they could be successful? And it's to say that they could, but they need the mentoring, they need the coaching, they need the, this is what you need to do in order for you to achieve. So that is clearly, for me, an opportunity for us who've had the exposure, who've had the experiences, to start making a difference by being able to bridge that gap.
Excellent. I read something on your website. For those that are listening, perhaps we can go ahead and if you want to understand further what is happening or what we're talking about here. And as we go along, if you may wish to ask a question to Frida or even other guest, you, Moloti, the website is ZambiaJubileeAtlanta.com. ZambiaJubileeAtlanta.com. I'm sure you can all get that from my beautiful Zambian accent. Frida, I read something on your website and where they're giving the information that Zambians promoting leadership in America was based out of a sense of you felt that you wanted the things that you had learned to bring them into community and to bring about responsibility and service. Talk to us about Zambians promoting leadership in America. How did you develop the idea, and what made you come up with a name that you gave it?
Excellent question, Nathan. And first of all, thank you so much for that plug-in about our website. If you all listeners have not had an opportunity to see and visit our website, it is, like Nathan said, www.zambiajubileeatlanta.com, or you can go and Google it. It should come up, and the first event that will come up is our website. I want to give kudos to our amazing planning committee, and you will see their pictures, and you'll learn a little bit more about each of them when you go to our website and you go to the About Us tab. So, Nathan, leadership isn't about, Tree doesn't know it all. I don't know it all, but I am relying on my team to come together and providing their amazing insights. So, Indashi Chitalu, Robbie Kalonda, Henry Kamau, Martha Kapaya, Louisa Malunga, Jonathan Mukunta, Chanda Mutale, Ali Nkazi, Trina Nkazi, Petronella Chola-Sims, Robert Tichinga, and Sid Tutani have all had a say in how we landed on the name Zambians Promoting Leadership. We have been meeting as a group since 2 months ago, and we brainstorm, and everybody throws in what they know will align with what's going on within the world, what's going on in Zambia, what's going on with America, what's going on within the Zambian community. So when we pondered on what the right name is, I can tell you, Nathan, it was during one of our sessions where we're talking about what are we doing, how do we move forward, how do we create the value proposition that people will align with, and that's how we ended up with that name.
Okay, interesting. Did you mention Robert?
Which Robert? Robbie Kalonda and Robert Chinga. Yes, he is our
now
master sermon.
You mentioned Robert Chinga. Yes, he is.
Yes,
he's called him secretly. Okay. Frida, leadership is a very broad subject. And I'm still trying to contend with the name Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. Zambians, because, you know, things rhyme, and I'm trying to think through what you're calling the name. How do we intend to achieve this? Because leadership is a very broad subject. You understand, you agree with me that leadership is a very broad subject.
It's very broad, and I believe there are more books written on leadership than anything else when it comes to any organization. So let's talk about Zambians Promoting Leadership. I mentioned that I had graduated off of Leadership Atlanta, and
yes.
One of the approaches that they take is they identify a community issue. So in this case, for example, I might say education is something that is important for Zambians. And if you think back to what I just shared with you, it aligns to that gap that I saw when I was interviewing MBA interns.
Uh-huh.
Let's think about education for Zambia. What can we as Zambians in America pull together and bridge to help drive leadership, help drive education, I'm sorry. So education starts with what? Reading. And reading is something that is a core objective for a non-for-profit that has collaborated with us, and we are going to be working with them. That's Lubuto, the Lubuto Leadership, the Lubuto Libraries. They are building children's libraries throughout Zambia, and you can visit their website as well. We have been in discussion with their president, and we are looking at saying, how can we as Zambians support that non-for-profit? Because if we are addressing education as a problem in Zambia, we need to start with reading, and reading starts from children. So we are looking at making a donation towards that from our event, because we want to promote and support that. And other areas that we can help support is in finding out what are their needs and where can we start helping them achieve their goals. So in terms of coordinating, I do feel that we Zambians are passionate about addressing different things, but we are not as coordinated as we could be. And just as we started this, every day I find something new about what people are doing for Zambia. But is it coordinated? No, it's not. And that's an opportunity for us to coordinate that together so that as a group, we can make a bigger difference. Because as they say, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
I like that coordination part of it. And looking at your website and the team of your organizers for this group is amazing. We shall be getting into that. You're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We're talking to Mrs. Frida Mwamba-Brezo. She's the founder of Zambians Promoting Leadership in America group, and they are organizing and hosting the Zambia Jubilee Atlanta. Zambia Jubilee Atlanta, there's a Facebook page. You can find them there, and the website is zambiajubileeatlanta.com. Frida, Zambia ZLA, Zambia Leadership, Zambians Promoting Leadership in America is hosting the Zambia Jubilee Atlanta. Please explain the connection between the two, Zambia Leadership, Zambians Promoting Leadership in America, and the Zambia Jubilee Atlanta event. What's the coordination and what's going on there?
Fantastic. So I'm going to sort of like go back a little bit and tell you how did this thing even come into motion, right? So last year when we celebrated our 49th independence, I was sitting back to myself, and because this is very close to some significant milestones for myself as well personally, I said, what are we going to do when Zambia turns 50 in Atlanta? So I said to myself, well, I could go back to Zambia, right? But that's quite an adventure in itself. You have to buy tickets. You have to think about your other family members. I said, that's not going to work. So I said, what else can I do? So I said, well, maybe we can host something in Atlanta. That will be enjoyable for us. So I started talking, and I do get together with this host planning committee. Actually, we meet whenever we have an opportunity. So I started talking and saying, would you be interested in attending an event? And I sort of like started describing what that event would look like. And everybody was like, yeah, absolutely. That's something that we should do. So it started out with that whole idea. We sort of like socialized the idea, and everybody was very receptive to it, to let's plan the event. Now, planning the event does take leadership. I will share with you that there's a lot that we've discussed in our meetings, and I realized that each one of us that was coming together and talking about this was demonstrating leadership, but all of it in various aspects. So as we were planning for the event, everybody around me was saying, you just can't do an event. What happens thereafter? And then there was also the question of, oh, when you raise money, what are you going to do with the money? So there were all these questions that we allowed to have addressed. We had created an environment that was very conducive to everybody playing devil's advocate and thinking through how do we make this event happen, but what happens after that? So those questions started coming up, and then somebody said, you just can't do this one time, Frida. You have to go ahead and move it forward. So we sat down, and I was, you know, my thinking is let's try and hit one thing at a time, and then we'll move forward. But there was so much interest that this team, and that's why I'm so passionate, because each of this planning committee has so much passion for their country as well. And it's not a magic wand that will change Zambia. It's not a magic wand that will turn the perception that people have about Zambia, about Africa, what we can do or what we cannot do. It's the power that each of us has within us that's going to make a difference. So each of these people, we started talking about it, and then that morphed into let's establish a non-for-profit, let's establish what we need to do moving forward. That's how the leadership aspect came into it, the women aspect, the education aspect. And like I mentioned, as we continue to evolve and think through this, technology is something that is an issue. I don't know if any of you have that experience when you call somebody and the network is down or they can't get onto technology, or there's just issues that we can address with technologies. There's issues around health, and we have all that expertise on our team. Chanda Mutale, she's taken the lead with her non-for-profit that provides basic needs to underprivileged mothers. So there's so much that we can do, and that's all leadership, and that's how starting out with planning an event evolved into establishing of a non-for-profit. And we are 501c3. We have got our tax ID. If you go to our website under the sponsor page, we have all that information there. So that's how it's evolved. And I can tell you right now, I am positive that this will continue evolving, because it's based on what feedback we're getting, and it's also based on how we also want to really start influencing and making a difference.
Excellent. Give us the date of the event, the time, where people can get tickets, and what they can expect.
So our event is scheduled in Atlanta, and while I'm talking about Atlanta, you all know that when we gained independence, our first president, Kenneth Kaunda, came to Atlanta and met with Martin Luther King. And that was because our transition to independence was mirrored on MLK's civil rights movement, which he mirrored against Gandhi. So Atlanta holds a special moment for Zambia when it talks about independence. It's scheduled for October the 24th and October the 25th. Coming back to what I've just shared with you about feedback, we're having a business networking event on the 24th, which is really helping expose Zambia in terms of Zambia is a good place to make investments. We are working with Chambers of Commerce, and we are creating an opportunity for Zambians to come to America. In 2012, a similar type convention was held, and we are leveraging the blueprint that was established for that. So our activities actually will start on the 24th. On the 25th, we are going to really focus in on our black tie event. The tickets are $150. The $150 gets you several things. And it's interesting, because when we started thinking about what the right cost was for the price ticket, I really, you know, so my CPI looked and said, what does it mean to cover our cost? And that's really what the cost of the tickets is going to do. You're having plated cocktail hour. You're going to have a four-piece jazz during cocktail hour. You're going to have a three-course plated dinner, which means you're not standing in buffet lines, but the dinner's going to come to you. You're having a five-hour open bar that has premium alcohol. You're having entertainment from four different segments. We have infused R&B, which has a Zambian feel as part of that group. We have jazz quartet. We have the Soweto Street Dancers, and you can Google them as well. They're an amazing group, traditional South African dancing. And then we also have Damien Musoko coming in from Zambia to give us some folklore, just very different type of music. Then we have amazing speakers. You are going to be all given souvenirs. We have a silent auction. And our goal is to have the tickets sold by September so that we can really focus on the experience for all of our guests. The other thing that I will share with you is that we're not trying to host 1,000 people. It's going to be limited because that's what we want to manage. So if you are all interested, I would definitely encourage you to buy your tickets before they sell out, because we're also pushing sponsors to buy table seats as well. So I would encourage everybody to buy their tickets as soon as possible before we sell out.
Okay. The things you said at the beginning that are going to happen at this event, I need to get a dictionary to understand what you just said.
Which part?
I can't even remember. Okay. Frida, let's zero in into something here before I bring in you. Who can attend the business network? Do you have to pay $120 also to attend the... Talk to us more about the business network. That's what is capturing my attention here right now. Who can attend the business network?
It's going to be primarily businesses, investors, people that are looking at making investments, and we are still ironing out most of those details for the business network, and it's not going to cost individuals. It's more or less like for investors that are more interested in knowing more about Zambia and vice versa. So we're still ironing out some of those details. I would strongly suggest for those that are interested in knowing more about our Friday event to just continue the website. We also have a contact us, and you can provide us with specific questions. But we will continue to share the information as we are finalizing our details around that.
Okay. The website is www.zambiajubileeatlanta.com. All the information is there. There's a link even for people to buy tickets. Like she has said, it also gives you a lot of information. How did you come up with the list, or how did you choose your speakers, or what stands out about each person? What are they going to talk about?
Very good. So our purpose really is, one is we're celebrating Zambia. Secondly is we're boosting tourism. So to support that tourist aspect, we are bringing in Innocent Musonda, who some of this stuff we're all learning. So anyway, let me put it this way. Some of the stuff I'm still learning. So Innocent Musonda is a primatologist. Zambia has the largest chimpanzee sanctuary in the world.
Mm.
And yes, we do. And so he's going to talk to us about tourism and how we can boost. A lot of us have an opportunity to invite our friends that we network with to visit Zambia. So one of our speakers is around tourism. Another one of our speakers, Jerry Thomas, she's based in Atlanta. She has been with Bank of America for 46 years, really, again, aligning with what we have done in the Atlanta community and how we can continue making a difference as Zambians within the Atlanta community. And then obviously, Hugh, that's on the phone, Educate in Zambia, innovation, technology, bring that aspect of what we can do even with regards to the technology, but more importantly is raised in Zambia, how that has helped propel him in his career. And then last but not least, we talk about investments in Africa. All of you, if you're not underneath the stone, are very clear that this week President Obama is having the first ever Africa Leader Summit in Washington, D.C., where he has invited every president in Africa to come and share. Africa is now the area, and I think your prior speaker that I caught the tail end, everybody's pushing and paying attention to Africa, because that's where the opportunities are right now. So there's a lot of investment. So our last speaker, Thomas Konditi, is the CFO for GE Africa. He also has operations in Zambia. So he's going to talk to us a little bit about investments and what's going on in Africa so that we can be aware. And once we become aware, we can start making the right decisions to become more active and influencing and making a difference. So those
excellent.
Are choices of speakers.
Yeah, this is going to be a loaded program and a loaded evening, and I believe you can. Everybody listening online, wherever you are listening to us from, those that have called in, you'll appreciate that Frida can't tell us everything. The idea is to provoke you to go to the website, ZambiaJubileeAtlanta.com. All the information is there. You can read about Innocent Mlinga, Jerry Thomas, Hugh Moloti, Thomas Konditi. We are honored to have one of the speakers at this conference, at this event with us today, Hugh Moloti, the Vice President at Intuit. I'm sure a lot of people know, they can identify the name Intuit, especially those of you that are into IT stuff. You, once again, thanks for joining us and welcome.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor to be here.
I want you to share with us that moment when Frida gave you that call and she told you about this. How did your conversation go?
Yeah, you know, it's. I have to remember. I'm sure I was on the road or going somewhere, and probably somewhat distracted. And Frida is someone who, is a person who has a lot of ambition, does things in very big ways. And so when she started to tell me about, there's this celebrating Zambia's independence, 50 years, and we're going to be organizing an event. It took a while for me to dawn on the magnitude of the idea and the occasion. And, of course, then, the tremendous honor of being asked to speak at an event was quite overwhelming.
Excellent. Not that I'm trying to be condescending, you are an African yourself, and when you look at how hard you worked to be where you are, what's your message to somebody listening out there in line with the leadership concept that Frida is trying to push and get you involved?
Yeah, it's interesting, for all of us who are here living in the United States who came from Africa, we've all had to work extremely hard to get to where we are. All of us have had to struggle. All of us have had to overcome significant challenges. But what is also true is that all of us have been helped along the way. There have been people who have supported us, people who have made sacrifices for us, people who have shown us the way. And so for me, a big component of leadership is giving back. If we are here and living our lives and we're successful, but we don't think about all of those who could help, I think that is missing a big component of what we can contribute to this world and certainly contribute back to our mother country. So for me, an aspect of leadership that I want to talk about is this notion of giving back, paying it forward. A lot of people have helped us along the way. Now it's our turn to now do something to help others.
For you to say that, I'm sure you understand the magnitude of that statement that you just made, especially on the two words, giving back. Africans, we've been accused of forgetting where we come from. I think I want you to talk more on that point. When we succeed, we have it going, and, we've got 3, 4, 5 cars in our parking garage, whatever. I don't know whether it's a 5, 6-story house. What is it with an African being looked upon to say we don't look back or we don't give back, like you have said?
Yeah, I think of it as a missed opportunity for leadership, when I think of people who have become very financially successful, but they only focus on, enriching their lives with lots of things for themselves and not think about others they can help. The reality is, when all of us die, none of these things that we have are we going to be able to take with us. But the thing that we can make that will have a lasting impact on this world are the people that we will help. Those are the people who remember us, fondly, and those are the ways in which we can really feel that we've made a positive impact in the world. So to me, leadership is really about, you know, fulfilling what life's mission is about, which is how can we make this world a better place?
What life's mission is about. Frida, I'll come back to you again.
I'm very happy right now.
Pardon?
I said I'm very happy right now. I'm enjoying this.
Frida, you and I want to ask, zero in this into the Zambian scenario. You and I talked about this, and we were looking at the aspect of Zambians who have made it, who have succeeded, how that they disengaged from not only their country, they disengaged from the communities in which they live, been accused of not participating in, let me mention the, and for the forbidden word, we are being accused of not participating in association issues, association programs. How do you respond to that?
No, absolutely. So just for the listeners, let me give you a backdrop. Last week I was at an event, and there was a non-Zambian married to a Zambian. And I wish, obviously, I talk about this in independence event and what we're doing everywhere I go. So she said to me, let me ask you a question. I said, yes. And she said, I've noticed from the Zambians that I've met that once they have achieved financial security and have done well, they really cut off Zambian association and don't even talk about Zambia as though they're from Zambia. So she asked me, what do you think? And I said to her, I said, in all honesty, I would say, you know, coming back to the point about you have to work extremely hard to get to where you are as an immigrant in this country. And that takes a lot. And at some point, you have other commitments such as family. So it's much easier for you to just say, I'm tired, let me sit back, than it is for you to say, let me see what I can do for my community. And I think as Zambians, we haven't done a good enough job to creating an infrastructure or to creating a process where people can say, I'm Zambian, let me plug into this. So it comes back to what I mentioned about the coordination. If it was such that you have an opportunity to engage, I don't know whether Zambians would say no. I think they would say, okay, let me participate. But we haven't done that yet, and we haven't given people the benefit of the doubt of asking them, would you want to engage? And they haven't said to us no. So until they say no to us, it's not fair for us to say that as Zambians, we don't want to engage. I do think that there's a huge opportunity for us to engage, but we just have to create one, a sort of like infrastructure, provide the invitation, and tell people how they should engage. I will share with you a little story. When I was in Zambia, I asked one of the very prominent Zambians who are very financially secure, I said to them, I said, what is your legacy? And they looked at me and they said, that's a very good question. And I believe that us in America, when you are going through these leadership tracks, it's all about what's your legacy? What are you going to do? And coming back to what Hugh was mentioning, how are you influencing and impacting others short of just focusing on yourself? Because there is no leadership program that's out there that does not emphasize community work and giving back to community. And I think that that's what we need to do more for our Zambians, is to tell them it is part of your responsibility. And you don't have to be a leader, a CEO, because not everybody has that desire. But even if you're doing graphics, or if you're doing music, or if you're doing dance, doesn't matter what it is, how do you find a way of giving back? And I think that's what I can say for our Zambians, is creating that infrastructure, creating that opportunity, creating that awareness, but also inviting people to engage. And until we do that, we can't necessarily make a statement that Zambians want to engage or do not want to engage.
Excellent. You listen to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We're talking to Frida Mwamba-Brezo. She's the founder of Zambians Promoting Leadership in America, which is hosting the Zambia Jubilee Atlanta event. And also joining us is Mr. Yu Molotsi, who serves as Vice President of Technology Innovation at Intuit. Those of you that would like to ask questions, and I know some of the things that Frida and you have raised here have provoked questions. I can see people indicating that they would like to ask some questions, and I believe they will be very happy to do that. Let me just mention that the website is www.zambiajubileeatlanta.com. There's a link for you to buy a ticket there for the event. Please, let's support. Let's go out there and hang out and have fun and learn from these high-profile speakers that are lined up here. If I didn't have an engagement, Frida, on that day, I was definitely heading to Atlanta. Okay.
I said thank you, and you're most invited, and you can always reconsider. We'll be here.
No, I'll come. I know there's something other big thing. I'll let you and the rest do the foundational stuff, and then, you know, I'll just come and join in at another level when things are happening. There are people who are coming to participate in this event, and people would like to ask a lot of questions. Joshua in Chicago, I'm going to let you ask the question you wanted me to ask. If that's okay, I don't like to put people on the spot, but I know you can handle this. Canavesa, good morning. Hello, Joshua. Okay, Joshua had a question for you, Frida. I guess I'm going to let him. let me go to Canada. Roger, please go ahead with your question or your comment for Frida or you.
Okay, thank you, Nathan, and thank you for Frida and you for joining us. My name is Roger in sunny Canada. It is usually cold when people talk about weather here. Frida, if I followed, I came late to the discussion. If I followed what you're saying, part of the things you'll be discussing is, informing people what Zambia, the potential Zambia holds in as far as the investment is concerned. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. That is good. I think when you came in, we were discussing the owning of land, and I'm the host of Business Forum, the show which was here when you first called in. I was in Zambia just a while ago, and I was telling people on the set that now in Zambia, owning a vehicle doesn't mean anything. When I was in Zambia some 15 years ago, when I owned a vehicle in Kitwe, I was somebody. Now, owning a vehicle doesn't mean anything. Even the poorest person owns a vehicle. I guess my question is leading to, does this conference, is it going to lead to you guys taking an entourage, so to say, from the United States and taking them to Zambia to go and see firsthand what is happening in our country?
Absolutely. I will tell you this. Our team is, we think big, and then we start thinking about how to execute. You know, there's this saying that you dream a vision and you execute a nightmare. We don't do that. So absolutely, what I will share with you also is that, you know, we talk about collaboration. And if you have a chance, there's this Corporate Council on Africa, and they have the website. It's the www.africacncl.org. The focus is really on Africa. Now is the time to invest in Africa is their tagline when you go onto that website. So we are starting now, and we definitely are going to work towards doing that. I give you any specifics on timing, but that is not out of scope for what we can do. So absolutely, but I can't give you timing right now. I think we're starting through it, and we're trying to figure out how we can collaborate. I just found out yesterday that we actually have a Zambian Honorary Council in Atlanta, Ambassador Hughes, and I did not know this until yesterday. So there's a lot of opportunities for us, Roger, to collaborate and find out what we can do, because we have the right, the right contact persons, but now pulling it together. And I don't know who
that's correct.
We can talk offline on that.
Okay, no, I appreciate that because of, again, what is happening in Zambia. I was there two years ago. Is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like that. If you people just hear Nathan that I'm missing, just know that I've gone back. The last question, Nathan, I would like to find out from Frida. Are you allowing people to sponsor any opportunities for people to be sponsors of the conference, and I asked that question because I think I met with a group of young girls whom I'm working with, ShopZ.com. They are delivering what I may call value. You order anything online, they'll deliver to your mom or you ever in any not any part of Zambia, in the Rhino of Leo in Zambia they're doing. So we would like to sponsor either a table or something like that. Any opportunities for that? And that's my last question.
No, very good question, and thank you so much for drawing our attention to our sponsor tab. Yes, we do have sponsors. We have I will share this with you all because it's about collaboration. Malawi celebrated 50 on July 4th. We actually met with one of the organizers, and we were able to leverage their approach around different things that they did. Because, again, we don't have to start and recreate wheels. We can just leverage what other people are doing. So she shared with us their sponsor package, and why I'm saying this to you is that we have different sponsor levels for businesses and corporate packages, as well as for individual packages. So we tiered it towards small business, between sole proprietor business, as well as large and medium business. And we will be pushing all that information on our website, or better still, feel free in contacting us, and I can give you all that information. But absolutely, yes, the short answer to your question is we do have sponsor opportunities, and we welcome them, and we thank you in advance for that. And we do have a 501c3 as well as a valid tax ID.
Excellent. Thank you, Roger. Let's go to area code 815, the last four digits 6128. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, this is Victor Mwala calling from Chicago. I know my brother, Mr. Ngoma, there could not pick, but somebody from Chicago had to save the day. I just wanted to dovetail into what Lafrida said and what Hugh said with regards to giving back, and as we try to attain some financial success. I just wanted to say that I'm very excited about this event, and my wife and I are looking forward to being in Atlanta on the 25th. With regards to success, I just wanted to say that there's no success without successor. And I think Marisela Frida would be well, she'd probably agree with the fact that unless there are some people she's grooming, hopefully there'll be five other Fridas coming after her, that's when she will really be successful, in my opinion. And I really do treasure her thought leadership and the corporate approach to the event.
I want to say, Victor, thank you so very much for your comments and for sharing that with us, as well as your support for the engagement. I've known Victor for a long time. I followed him before he was married, through his marriage, to the birth of his two children. So I will tell everybody on the line, Victor is also creating another group of five Victors, and that's just the way we're going to pay it forward. So thank you so much, Victor.
I like that. That's very good right there. Thanks for your contribution, Victor, and it's always good to have Chicago people call in. Let's go to Zebron. Zebron, please go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, I have about two questions, but I'll try to make it into one. So,
where you tell Fred and you where you're calling from, Zebron?
Yes, Fred, I'm Zebron. I live in Kansas City, but I'm currently in Chicago right now, so... just for business. But I had a question. Last year, I know I was in Atlanta for the 49th Independence Day, and, you know, each time when we go to Atlanta, of course, we associate ourselves with Sadiq's Independence Celebration. So and today, and this year, of course, we'll be going back there. So I was going to ask, I mean, Sadiq is a Zambian, you're a Zambian. You two are doing something, I guess. My question was like, have you guys, is this something that you both Zambians have tried to coordinate to make it into one, or you guys are doing two separate things? And if so, I know you guys have like a leadership role during independence, and you know, you guys are doing something to do with leadership. I know Sadiq, it has something to do with just, you know, a lot of celebration and come together and something like that. So why did you guys come at this during like the same day or same weekend, and do you see any chance of it like colliding or sharing people, something along those lines? Like,
thank you so much for your question, Zebron. I want to say that I believe what you're asking is why are there going to be two events on the same day, and has there been any attempts at collaborating and working together? Is that the main question?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
So we did reach out when we were, we've been working on this for a few months, and prior to us sitting down and starting to plan the event, we did reach out to the AS organization. We never were able to connect with getting together and having a conversation, but we did reach out and let them know that we were having this event. And I will say that there are a couple of things. One is the world is changing, and there are enough Zambians in Atlanta for them to determine which event best aligns with what they want. I know that there is a cost differential. One event is going to cost, I believe, $20, and there's accommodations at the Comfort Inn. Our event is $150. There's a lot of entertainment, and the accommodation is the Marriott or the Spring Hill Suites. So what I like to say is that we're creating options for Zambians to choose from, just as there are too many Zambians for them to attend for them to all attend one event. So the few options that I've thought about is, one, you can, you know, stay home and do nothing, which was the option that I pondered on before we started planning this event. The second one is you can attend the other event, that's the Siddiq event, I'll put it that way. The third is you can come to our event. Fourth is you can do both. And fifth, if you are able to, you can go to Zambia and join their festivities. But the bottom line is that we're creating options, and each person can make a decision based on what they want to experience that night. I know for me personally, 50 years is huge for Zambia, and I would like to do something a little bit different. And I would also like to think about what I can do moving forward to give back to my community. So being able to network, learn, as well as become more aware of what are all the different efforts that are going on within Zambia is more aligned with what I'm looking for. So for each listener that is listening in, I would strongly suggest find out a little bit more about both events, and you make a decision based on what you want to do.
Excellent. Thank you, Zebron. Let me pose this. I'd like both of you to respond to this, Frieda and you. What do you intend to see come out of this event?
I guess I'll go first. This is Hugh. The event, of course, is a celebration. We shouldn't forget that,
yes.
50 years of Zambia's independence and, our journey from being a colonized country to now being a thriving economy in Africa, and the journey continues. So it's a celebration. But hopefully what also comes out of it is some of the things Frieda's talked about, building a community, building a way in which we can make it much easier for those of us who have succeeded now to give back. And also I want to touch on the fact that, as we think about making investments, imagine if you can invest in Africa, invest in Zambia, and provide jobs, provide education, so that now we can make a lasting impact.
Mm, excellent. Frieda?
I'll just add on to what you said. First of all, we are going to have fun. I know this conversation has all been very like, wow, this feels like corporate. But for those of you who know me, you know that I enjoy having fun. So we're going to have a DJ. One thing that I like to do is in event planning, we're going to get all the speeches and everything done at the front end. So we have a lot of room at the back end for us to socialize and dance. And we have amazing DJs that are planned. So what I would like for each of you to leave is that, wow, I'm proud that I'm Zambian. I'm proud that I was able to attend an event where I can go out there and say, this is what we Zambians can do, and at the same time feel motivated as well as aware of saying, what can each of you do individually to give back, and obviously leveraging the structures and the information that we're going to provide back to you. But at the end of the day, One, we celebrate 50th. We feel proud and are happy about having had a good time. And three is you are called to action is what can I do for my country?
Excellent. There's a question here about what should one do if they would like to come and have a table or a stand, a pavilion to display their items or company? How do they go about that?
Again, we'll have more information about that in terms of the booth costs and all this other good stuff. We're still ironing that out a little bit. I will share this with you. You know, one thing is, like, for example, I've been reaching out to Dikembe Mutombo Foundation because I would like Dikembe Mutombo to participate. And his executive director said, well, you know, it's 3 months. That's a long time. So for them, it's like a long time. For us, it's like we have to get things done. So I guess what I'm going to provide back to the person that asked that question is that within the next week or two, we'll have ironed that out around booth information and stuff like that, and we will keep you updated on what that looks like in terms of I'd like to participate. But absolutely, www.ZambiaJubileeAtlanta will have that information for you.
Okay, please give us information of how people can get the tickets and how. Just a basic way of communicating and getting details about this event.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Nathan. If you go to our website, Black Tie Event, we have a link that will allow you to buy the tickets. If you need more information, contact us. We do have a phone number there, 404-721-3304. Don't you all call at the same time. But again, that phone number is 404-721-3304. 3304. You can also email us at zambiajubileeatlanta@gmail.com. And for those who are interested in buying tickets, if you go onto our Black Tie Event tab, there is a link that will allow you to go ahead and buy tickets.
Excellent. It's been a great discussion. Before we conclude, Frida, I've introduced on my show what I'm calling Keeping Them Honest. With all your experience of leadership in corporate America, your education, if the Zambian government, I'm keeping you honest now, I want you to give me an honest answer. If the Zambian government today reached out to you and they said they would like to give you the position of Bank of Zambia governor, how would you respond?
I would have to negotiate. I never say no to anything. Would have to negotiate. And I know share this with everybody. I did have a call a few years ago, but you have to do what makes the most sense. And the other reason that I didn't quite share is for a long time I figured how can I do something in Zambia, and the response was you can't do something in Zambia unless you're in Zambia. And that's because there's trust factors, there's a whole part of people steal your idea, there's a whole part of Zambians, we don't really support each other. So here I was, and, you know, obviously I have children, one's in middle school, one's in high school, and I was like, how can I make this transition? And yet people are telling me you can't give back to Zambia unless you're in Zambia. But you know what? We always build these barriers for ourselves. I figured, no, this is a barrier that is unfounded. We can break it down. And the host committee and I, we all agree that you don't have to be in Zambia to do something for Zambia. And it's not to say that we might be much more impactful if we were in Zambia, but just because we are in America doesn't mean that we need to sit back. We can still do something. So we'd have
Excellent.
To negotiate the position.
Oh, so you never say no to anything.
Never
I like that
no.
answer. That was Frida Mwamba Brezo, founder of Zambians Promoting Leadership in America, and our group is hosting the Zambia Jubilee Atlanta. You, Molotsi, Vice President at Intuit. Mr. Molotsi, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
Frida, oh, you're an amazing Zambian.
Well, thank you, Nathan, and so are you, because this is all about talent. You're making this happen, and we all are working with each other. So we are amazing Zambians. For all those that are on the listening calls, we are all amazing Zambians, and each of us have got something that we can give back in various ways.
Excellent. Everybody, thanks for joining in and for tuning in. That was a great discussion. Oh, Frida, I want to warn you about my cousin Robert. Watch him.
I've been watching him. Thank you so much.
Have a great
Nathan.
Weekend, everybody, and we're looking forward to having everybody join us again next week at the same time. This has been your host, Nathan Nkama, in Dallas, Texas. Have a great weekend.
Nathan, real quick, the person that was interested in the sponsor information, if they could if they could email me, or if they can just let you know their phone number, and I'll follow up with them.
Okay, then. Thank you, Frida.
Thank you. Thanks to you.
Bye.
Pempelo, ati kapena siku lina, azati kumbukila oye. Chifu kwa lelo, bantu bonse basoweza ulemu. Atate imwe, atate imwe.